Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dry saddle. Back out for a shot by Ekholm. Missed the net. Ahead for Marchand. Moving in on Skinner. Marchand is... It's in. He scores! Marchand wins game two for the Panthers in double overtime.
Back in Florida, Brad Marchand. 6 years at age 37 for him. Good for Florida. Good for Florida. Ekblad's back. Bennett's back. Marshawn back.
They kept the whole thing together.
Yep.
All of it. Reinhardt last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at their future list of contracts, nobody needs a contract. Except Bobrovsky's got 1 year left, and he's 37. So, goalie decision, but here's when their guys are signed through. Barkov 2030, Kachuk 2030, Reinhardt 2032, Bennett 2033, Verhaeghe 2033, Marchand 2031, Lundell 2030. The only guys that aren't are Rodriguez and Lutsarainen, who have 2 year deals. Seth Jones 2030, Ekblad 2033, Forsling 2032. Like it's all staying together.
Yeah.
For a long time. The cap's going up.
That's right. Now, room to add more. Talk some plenty of NHL offseason here with free agency underway in the NHL. Elliot Friedman reporting the Sabres. A likely landing spot for Alex Lyon is the Sabres. He is a goaltender who would basically pop into the Reimer spot. I think it's a fine idea. It's nothing that's going to be too incredible, but he's a guy that's played games in the league. He's been a plus in goals saved above expected the last couple seasons. And saw one projection would be like 3 years, 3.2 per
3 years, huh?
Yeah. So,
wow.
We'll see.
All right.
We talked about Levi's development. That can be somewhat of a blockage for Levi. But again, a guy that's making five, a guy that's making three, a team that has a goalie that's better than that on the farm gets that guy in, doesn't worry about it.
Really, that is what isn't a normal team. This would be true of, I mean, Paul mentioned Ryan Johnson. There's other guys down in the AHL would be the same thing. Isn't the way to do it, if you're a serious team, to say, we are going to plan as though you are not arriving this year, and if you do, awesome. If you make it look like it's undeniable that, you know, if it's Levi, you're one of our two best goalies. If it's some defenseman in the AHL, like, you're one of our best six. If you're Oslin, like, okay, you're something. You know, second, third line guy. It's got to be undeniable for me to actually put you in the NHL, and then I'll figure it out after. Rather than going into the year, writing it down in your lineup, like, okay, this guy's going to take a step and he's going to be in the lineup. Isn't that how a normal team would do it, or a serious team would do it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you show up, Devin Levi, and you're awesome at any point, then we will manage the roster and we'll move a guy off, or we'll waive a guy, whatever. But we're not crossing that bridge until it actually, you know, you drive up to it. That's what a serious team does.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out if,
it seems like it's pretty
serious team, but.
Friedman just dropped a whole new list of like where guys are going and whatever. The only he wrote like player by player, like Mikael Granlund, a lot of St. Louis noise. Corey Perry, Philadelphia believed to be the favorite. Alex and then it gets to Alex Lyon, just Buffalo. That's it. Just one word. Alex Lyon, Buffalo.
Okay.
He's going to Buffalo.
It's also Bobby Bonilla Day.
Good.
You know Bobby Bonilla Day?
It's more than 1 million, isn't it?
He gets 1.193 million.
Okay.
Every July 1st until 2035.
Okay.
Do you know?
Wow, there's 10 more years of that?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much longer.
That's crazy. So the best part of it was if anybody else in the world can ever get as good a deal as Bobby Bonilla,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't do as good as this. They were trying to buy him out. In 2000, the Mets agreed to buy out the remaining $5.9 million on his mm-hmm. contract. But instead of paying Bonilla $5.9 million, they agreed to make annual payments of $1.2 million for 25 years. Uh-huh. Imagine just anybody on earth. Listen, I owe you $6 million. If instead of giving you $6 million, what if I gave you $30 million?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Deal. And negotiated 8% interest as well. So, like, yeah.
So it grows every year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a good
incredible
deal.
Bobby Bonilla Day.
And he can just kick his feet back and get that check every year. Today was also Christian Ehrhoff Day, I think, until last year. I think he was still getting a check from the Sabres, but I think that finally ended 1 year ago. There's a couple of those still in the NHL. Like I think Rick DiPietro still gets paid by the Islanders.
He signed a 15-year contract way back when.
And they bought him out pretty early in it, yeah. I think. I think Brizgalov still gets paid by the Flyers. Like there's another couple big ones. I don't think any that go that long, though. 10 more years like Bonilla.
Yeah.
I mean, Ehrhoff was a 14-year buyout.
That DiPietro deal.
Actually, maybe his is still going then.
When did he sign that? Because he ultimately gets hurt, right, and is not able to continue to play. That's what happens?
I believe so.
Because he retires at age 31. And by then, in his last five seasons, DiPietro played fewer than 10 games.
Right.
So there's injuries and issues. If he had played the length of that contract, there would have been some sort of standoff. Because didn't he get $3 million a year for 15 years?
That sounds right. Sounds close to it.
It was a visionary of a deal by the Islanders. And for that matter, the Sabres paying Ehrhoff 4 for 40.
Yeah.
Or sorry, 10 years.
10
was also
40 total.
A wonderfully good visionary contract.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Ehrhoff was good.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's kind of a deal of, you know, how old is Ehrhoff when they sign him? Is he 29 or 28 something? Like, when you sign him, it's kind of like the Marchand deal, though not as extreme, where you sign a guy to such a long-term deal, you kind of, you have a pretty good idea. He's probably not seeing the end of this contract.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you doing? You're finding a way to pay the guy more money without having a super high cap hit, because then you probably were planning on spending to the cap. But again, that's such a different era of that is Darcy's still the GM and the chains are off now and go spend. And what do you do when you spend? You get creative with contracts.
He was 30 when they signed him.
Okay, so
roughly 30.
They probably knew he's not seeing the whole 10 years of that deal.
29.
Yeah. Like, you would have got lucky if he was playing for you till 40.
How many years did he see?
3. Is that all it was?
It's only 3. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible. It's incredible. And also,
especially since he wasn't bad.
No, he was very good.
He was good. He just couldn't hit the net with a slap shot. But he was good.
It always bothered me that, like, Erhoff and Lano got packaged together because Lano was terrible.
Erhoff
was good. And right. It was. The moral of the story is like, oh, remember the Erhoff and Lano debacle? It was only the Lano debacle.
Yeah, I think the only thing it really ever was about Erhoff is people got annoyed that he had this monster slap shot and he just never hit the net. But whatever. Everything else was really good. Like, really good. And he played more years in the league after that. The other thing was that maybe did the Sabres not do it if... It was a compliance buyout, right? You had like two of them. You could buy them out without any cap ramifications at all. So that might have, pushed them into it a little bit more than anybody else.
So they paid Erhoff $12 million over 14 years as a result of the buyout.
Okay, yeah.
So
$800,000 a year?
Sure. $12 million over 14 years.
So that is still going then? If it was 14 years from 2014?
From 2012. 2014.
So he's probably got 3 more checks.
The thing I remember about that was the Sabres bought him out instead of trading him for something of... like, you could have traded him. But they were afraid of the cap recapture penalty.
Oh.
Because if he had retired...
Hold on, I forgot about that.
In a very specific scenario, they would have been hit with a very big cap hit. Which, looking back... I don't think it would have bothered them at all.
No, they might have preferred it.
Right. And instead of you have a top 4 defenseman making $4 million on a long-term deal, and instead of saying, well, we're going to trade him because we're going to rebuild here, they just got rid of him for free. Here. All right. This is a great contract, a good defenseman on an incredible contract you will love, but we're afraid he'll retire in one tiny window of a year, so we'll just take the hit for 14 years. That was a mistake.
That is an offseason where, like, that's the offseason everybody wants now, right? Not to say everything really went well, not even the Lano part, but the Erhoff part, which is you traded for his rights, right? So, like, let's go be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Let's go trade an asset just to talk to the guy. And then, oh, he's going to be a tough nut to crack. Right, Islanders tried to do it before the Sabres did. Wouldn't do it. I want to go to July 1st. The Sabres do the same thing. What do they have to give him? They have to give him a decade-long contract, but they found a way to get the deal done by being creative/aggressive with the player. Is that not the same offseason where, again, like not a star player, but Robin Regier tells them no? And the owner and the GM fly out to Western Canada to convince the guy to come.
Yeah.
I think part of the frustration with the Sabres, part of it, I think this is the smaller part than winning. Part of it is, where's that? Where is this, man, desperation to get good and to be like that? Where, oh, the guy told us no, we're flying out to convince him. Or this guy's going to be tough to sign. We'll give him 10 years because it's a little Vegas-y, a little bit. Like, we're pushing in and we're going after these guys and we're not afraid of being told no. And they just don't act like that at all anymore. Or if they do, they do a good job keeping it under wraps. And I don't know why you would want to keep that under wraps. I think the fans want to see even the effort, even if it isn't a failing result. They want to see the effort.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. A little bit on the Dolphins-Steelers trade as well. More on that coming up at 9 o'clock. I saw Andrew Filippone, our buddy in Pittsburgh. You know how one thing we know about the Bills is that they are favored in every game this year?
Yes.
Yep. So the Steelers Do you know how many games they are favored in starting the year?
Like nine, because it's always their record. Nine would be my guess.
Fewer. They are favored in six games. That's it.
Any, and with two of those would be against Cleveland.
They are
in
favored,
their own division.
Yes, that's right. Against the Browns twice. They are favored week one at the Jets. They are favored to beat the Jets, Seahawks, Browns, Colts, Dolphins, and Browns. That's where they are favorites. Despite
favorite against the Broncos, huh?
How? I mean, whatever. The lines don't have to be right, and expectations can change. But the story yesterday was how the Steelers are going. Oh, and I've said to you, like I think they should do this because it's Rodgers for 1 year. All in, baby, all in. The sky's the limit for this team. They are underdogs 11 times.
Yeah,
out of 17 games. Like, okay, all in. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550.
Do they have, real quick, do you have the schedule, their schedule up?
Pittsburgh?
I can pull it up.
I looked at it yesterday.
They have a tough start?
No.
They don't? Okay.
It's not that bad of a start. It's a tough finish.
Because the start, and again, they have some big personalities in there. If you get off to a really bad start, that's when things would go off the rails.
They start Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Steelers, Browns.
That's pretty easy.
It's not that bad.
They should. That should be a winning record.
Vikings, I said Steelers. Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings, Browns.
All the same. They're like, that should be a winning record.
And then from there, Bengals, Packers, Colts, Chargers, Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions.
Tougher.
Yeah, a lot tougher.
Tougher after the start.
They're favored in six games. 803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. What happened a year ago? What did Kevin Adams say a year ago that someone on Twitter wanted me to go find? Well, I'll play that for you. If I can find it in the course of this break, it's a 22-minute press conference from a year ago today. I got to find it in this next break. Ready? Go. I accept the challenge.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.